Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Batch After Dark with Aaron and Kelsey. We are so excited to have you join us again for another quickie episode. And I'm so happy to have my beautiful co-host joining me again, Miss Kelsey, Miss Funny Batch. She's here. Hi.
I missed you.
I missed you too. I'm so happy you're back. I'm so happy we are recording again together as we should be. And we have so much to go over on this quickie episode. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So Lauren from Love is Blind joined me to interview one of my favorites in Batch Nation, Dustin Kendrick. And oh my God, we had the best time. Kelsey, there was so much sexual tension between the two of them. It was insane.
I cannot wait. You know, I told you, I had the weirdest feeling they were going to vibe.
You called it. You called it. And I mean, there were propositions. There was some dirty talk. Oh, girl, it had something for everyone.
Did they flirt more than how I flirt with the boys?
Pretty much on par. But also, Dustin was like flirting back just as hard.
Ooh.
And it was so fun to be a part of it.
How fun. I can't wait to listen. I heard it was good.
I mean, oh my God. But there's one part. There's one part that you're going to be like jaw on the floor.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I know which part. Are we allowed to talk about what part or we're not?
Yeah, go for it. If you know, I would love to hear your take on it.
Squirt, squirt.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much squirting.
Dustin, but not only did Dustin talk about how to make a girl squirt.
He showed you.
He demonstrated with a cup in his hand.
Bless it. Bless it. Good Lord. I really want to watch that.
Like, we were absolutely shocked.
Who taught him? Like, I know he taught Matt, but who taught him?
That's a good question. And yeah, I think it needs to make sure people understand that this was something that he was teaching Matt Donald when he was visiting him.
I'm so excited. This was just
hysterical. The whole story, everything, he went into detail. Oh my God.
And
hey, Matt gave him his blessing. Matt gave him his blessing to tell us.
You know what?
Story.
Matt's had a big year, I think. Because he used to be pretty like vanilla. And I think he's coming around. He's more entertaining. He's more fun than he used to be, that's for sure.
I think you brought him out of that shell. I have to give
him
credit.
I'll take credit for that. I'm not even nice to him anymore. All I do is spank him. I don't even know why he's still around. All I do is spank him.
So funny. So funny. Well, it was an epic episode, you guys. He did not hold back. He chose a safe word, which of course was pineapples in memory or in a...
Did he use it?
Yeah, no, he did not use the safe word.
Good for him.
Maybe he did one time, but I cannot remember. Ooh. And that was just because he didn't want to name a certain name, I think. So I could be wrong, but definitely not. No, he definitely did not use that safe word. Not that I thought he would. I mean, we were asking some pretty spicy questions.
Holy shit. So here's my question. And you can say pineapple yourself. But like before this episode, had you ever squirted? Is that too personal? Oh, you had.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't even really need the lesson.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I have never.
Well,
squirted.
I mean, after that episode, God. You might be, because it was pretty on point, like I have to say. But honestly, Jeez. It's not that hard for me. So I know some women it has to, you know, it takes a lot of work. But
oh my
for
God.
Me,
this
not really.
Is
no.
making my face red. And you know me, I love dirty talk. For some reason, I'm like, oh my God. One of my bachelor boyfriends, he had a squirter girlfriend. And he's like, Tide is not cheap. He had to wash his sheets all the time. I won't say who it was. Oh. He would murder me. But yeah, it was a funny story.
Oh my God. Well, you kind of learn to put certain things, you know, you put a towel down or whatever, but I'm not going to get into all of that. But, you know, Lord. I think that it takes the right person. It takes the right technique. And guys, if you're listening, go listen to Destin's episode. He will literally teach you the tricks of the trade. And he even said, Jesus I'll just send Christ. Him an invoice. Like, I'll just send him an invoice. It's basically
no
priceless
kidding.
Information. So
well, yeah,
I loved
it.
I thought
for
it
that.
Was just the best.
So would the orgasms
gem.
Be
He's
better?
Gem.
Besides like the shock factor of squirting, is the actual coming better? Or does it make a difference? I would think that would be distracting
yeah,
if you had a geyser.
I feel like it's more intense. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. Huh.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit. That's
I think
crazy.
It's more intense.
I don't know
I
if
think
I can
that,
squirt.
I mean, I can kind of control it. So it's...
Wow.
It's kind of like... Yeah, it's like if I want to, then I will. And of course, I don't all the time because, like you said, Tide is expensive. And I don't want to be like washing my sheets. You know how we do it daily, girl. I don't want to be washing my sheets daily.
All the time. Oh my God. Well, I can't wait to listen.
Oh, please go listen, everyone. Please, please, please. He did an incredible job. And Lauren was amazing. She will make you
Yay,
proud.
Lauren.
She was
I love
wonderful.
Her.
So. Love you, Lauren. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have
we
you back.
We love you, Lauren, baby
you
girl.
Know. Yes, you're
He's
amazing. Definitely let me know what you think of that one. And
I will.
Also, I will get into something that happened last night, but I think we'll cool things down for a minute. I think we'll take a little cool down.
A little breather?
It's a little hot, right? It's getting a little hot. Okay.
Did
so
you
what
just
were
squirt?
We gonna... What'd you say?
I said, did you just squirt?
Oh my God, no.
Sorry, I know, I'm just, so I'm terrible. I'm sorry, you can't take me anywhere.
We have to talk about this week's episode with Katie imposing the masturbation ban, 24-hour, right?
Yeah.
Masturbation ban. What did you think about that?
Well, first let's talk about like what other people thought, because a lot of people thought it was kind of rude. Like people had negative feelings about it. Did you feel anything negative? Or I thought it was kind of amusing.
Yeah, I didn't think it was negative at all. I thought it was fun and unique. No other lead has ever done that or would ever have done that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it was just ballsy, like really boss move.
Hilarious. Yeah, very funny too. Like Caitlin's reaction to it was the funniest part to me because it was like, did you not know that men enjoyed masturbating? Like, why was she so shocked? She was like, oh my
she
God,
was,
men are masturbating yeah. in the house. It's like, well, yeah. Right? Like, is that shocking?
I don't know what Jason does. I mean, I would assume Jason is a, you know, normal red-blooded man. And he probably does as much as any other, you know? So I don't know if he just, like, doesn't do it, like, doesn't talk about it. You know, like, I'm so curious now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, my partner didn't when we were together because it was just like whenever, you know, it was just like sex. He didn't really have any reason to. So but I don't know in other relationships if guys are like having sex and jerking it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that my situation is so unique. Like there's no way that we could have sex daily if he was jerking off at all.
Well,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
he doesn't. No, he, right. if I'm out of town, maybe, like, I would think, yeah, of course, like, if I'm out of town.
Right,
but if I'm
right.
like, no, I mean, I keep, I told you what his nickname for me is, right?
No, what is it?
Snickers, because
oh,
I keep him satisfied.
Oh, yeah, 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 you did, that's so cute. That is so cute.
So I keep him satisfied. He's not jerking it off. You know what I mean? He's not jerking off.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I would think in other relationships, if you're not having sex as often, of course, like,
right,
yeah, of course,
right.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. But I thought it was really funny. I really liked when the guys pointed to Blake. They were like, who takes the longest in the showers? And they like immediately pointed to Blake. That was pretty cute.
Yes.
Just like how stressed out everyone was about it.
He was just smiling. He was grinning ear to ear. It was adorable.
He's a cutie for sure.
I adore like Blake. I think he is he's my absolute favorite on the season. Like, aww, hands down.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to watch the full episode because I only got to watch the first like 15 minutes of it.
Honestly, the first 15 and the last 15 were the absolute like best parts.
Ooh, I'm excited. Did Hunter look bad? I heard he got a pretty bad edit.
Yeah. So they did like a roast and it was a really pathetic roast, honestly. Like,
and it wasn't even funny, I heard.
Yeah, no, it wasn't funny at all. And nobody had anything like, it wasn't like a burn session. You know what I mean? Like it was so stupid, honestly, because they didn't even roast each other. Like either they were super nice or everyone just ganged up on Hunter. So I was mad because I felt like that was unfair that everybody, you know, ganged up on him. And
well, they probably edited all the other stuff out too, though. What did you think about the fact that like every season we're just doing bride like dresses and the vows and like, I'm just so over the, I feel like that's like a special thing and they do it every time.
Yep.
And especially with, is it Tayshia? It's Tayshia, right? I always say her name wrong.
Yeah, Tayshia and Zach did that. Mm-hmm.
She was divorced and like anybody that's been through that knows how terrible it is. And so super emotional when she got in her dress and I just am over it. I'm like, I'm super over all the bride vow stuff. Like let's leave that for the real thing, right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I really wish they'd stop doing it. I think it's just so much pressure to put on the guy. Like Justin had to write vows for a woman that he isn't even like in love with.
Seriously.
And they had to be like spectacular. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then there's so much pressure on like their reaction for when they see them in the gown. Like if you're not crying, you know what I mean? It's not good enough, right? So
I wonder how Katie felt about it. Yeah. She looked beautiful.
Oh, she looks stunning. And that has nothing to do with like, you know, any of that. I mean, of course, she's going to be an absolute gorgeous bride. But why take away, like you said, like why take away from that special moment by almost like making it a farce in a way? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not into it. I never have been. But it's like the format is just getting so old. I wish they had some new material somewhere, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I know. And that's why I loved the Whoa challenge, because it was unique.
Yeah, it was different.
It was fresh.
Yeah.
It was fun, you know? And so I hate seeing all the negativity because I'm like, come on, guys. Like this was
different. At least it's something different. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Agree.
Exactly.
Agree.
Yeah, definitely. But I will say that all the people that were cut at the end were that was kind of shocking. Like I wasn't expecting so many people to go home at the end of that episode.
So I didn't see it, but I know Connor went home and everybody cried.
Connor went home. Connor went home during their one-on-one.
Oh, was he a bad kisser? Oh, shit.
She basically said that something is missing from their kiss and she can't put her finger on it. And I'm thinking, chemistry. I'm thinking passion. Like, I know exactly what's missing from that kiss. So it's too important. Like, you have to want to kiss somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience. But, like, I can imagine, you know?
If you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, you want to have that passion there. You want to have that, like, can't get enough of you feeling, you know, of that person.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't have it with him. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, it's all right.
Yeah.
But he was just completely devastated. Like completely.
I heard the guys took it hard
to watch. The guys were also very devastated.
They were devastated.
Crying.
That's pretty cute.
It was very cute. And it also tells you what a great guy he is, right? I mean, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but he's going to paradise, so, you know, he'll be fine.
Yay!
And almost everybody that was cut is going to paradise. Ooh, I mean, Aaron's going.
Yep.
Let's see. Who else?
Besides Connor.
Trey.
Okay, Trey. Love Trey.
Yes. Trey is another absolute gem.
Bummer.
Oh, James. Slicked back hair, James.
Oh, yeah. Mafia guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yep. But I think there was another person that was cut, and I'm not...
That was a lot Hunter, of people hello. From her season.
Hunter oh, was Hunter cut, but is he's on not paradise? Going to paradise. No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I didn't know
I
he
don't
was
think
cut.
So.
That was one I didn't know. I didn't know Hunter went home. That's okay. Girl, that's what happens when you recap a show that you didn't watch.
Right? Yeah. Hunter
oh my
was, that was a very like back and forth kind of thing. I don't think she really wanted to cut him, but because all the guys trashed him so hard, I think it got to her, which really made me sad.
It's, you know, the villain thing is just like a little play. It just feels like they went from Cody to Carl to Thomas to Hunter. And it's just like, it's very obvious that it's like, I just feel like you could make anybody look bad. I feel like I could go on that show and be a complete sweetheart to everyone. And if they wanted to, you know, they could give me a bad edit. You never know.
I agree. If they want to make you a villain, guess what? You're a villain and you can be the sweetest person on the face of the earth. And Hunter is.
Totally
He's such
agree.
A great guy. We both really like him. He's a
Being
great
a
dad.
Being a super fan is not a crime, everybody.
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. They raked him over the coals and it's not fair. So,
yeah.
But that's the gist of it, right? So, we got to talk about Paradise though. So, Paradise, I'm hearing a lot of your guys are going to Paradise, or I should say, went to Paradise, right? A lot of your guys went to Paradise.
Yes. It's all a buzz. And I did an epic job at keeping my mouth shut. You should be proud of me.
You sure did.
Loyal.
I'm going to ask you a little bit, just
vague.
A little tea.
Yeah.
Are you up for that?
Yeah, vague tea for sure. No names, of
vague
course.
Vague tea. Okay, let's spill some hot vague tea.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let me ask you this. How did you feel when you first found out that some of your guys were going?
Wow. So I always wanted my guys to go. You know, like when they first would be on the team, I'm like one of my first posts is like, get these guys on Paradise. You know what I mean? And then a couple people from production follow me and like, I want them to have all the opportunities, you know, that they possibly can. It's a part of the pros of, I think, being on the little funny batch train. Is that, you know, you get a tiny platform, you know? So I was happy. Like, I mean, that was the goal. And then you kind of have a little bit of mixed feelings when it actually happens, you know, because I'm human and whatnot. And they become, as you know, a really big part of my life, actually. So I missed them. That's for sure.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's different from when they first come on board, right? Or join your page. And then
you have
all this rapport that's built and this relationship that's built. And you're closer to some than others. And, you know, I'm sure like you had to have mixed feelings, excitement, also kind of nervous that maybe they would really fall in love. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was like going over all of the different scenarios because you have this super close relationship. And then if they come back and you want to respect that space, you know, they're thinking about the whole, they have a lot more that on their mind than me. But for me, it was just like, God, I might lose buddies, you know, because I'm pretty respectful when guys actually get in relationships. So that was kind of a little bit hard. It's just all the what ifs were hard, but you know, it was actually kind of interesting because it's like, you think you know how you feel about people. And then when something happens where you get like this space in between, you know what I mean? Then you kind of, the truth comes out a little bit. You know, you can't really lie to yourself anymore.
or how you really feel, right? Like your true feelings.
Yes. Yeah.
That was my next question. How did you feel when they were actually there?
So I missed two of them a lot.
Okay.
But, you know, one in particular, just because you have different levels of closeness with all of them is all I'll say. But I didn't, I'll be honest. I didn't want Horseman to go for multiple reasons. I'm really protective over him. He was one that I'll just straight up say I didn't want him to go. And he kind of he teased me several times and acted like he was going. And I was like, I'm going to kill you. I just didn't, all his dreams are coming true and he's in this good space. And I just didn't want them to mess with him anymore. I felt protective. And then also from just a totally selfish standpoint, like he's my guy. Like I didn't want to part with him.
Right. But yeah. Right. So, no. And I'm so glad he made that decision, you know, because I...
Me too.
I remember reading his stories and him talking about how he was torn and, you know, it is such a great opportunity, right? But I think he really did make the right choice. And like you said, he's in such a good place in his life. So I was so happy to see that he made that decision.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. That was a real struggle, Les, though, because there was going to be... I had one day where... I'll say hypothetically, I was like, holy shit, I'm losing my entire crew. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
Wipe out for Funny Batch. But yeah, everyone's gone for different times and everything. And it wound up kind of flying by in some ways. But I did miss them. Everyone, that's like the number one question is everyone wants to know if I was like sad and crying. I was fine. I missed them though.
And did you have a lot of DMs about this?
All the time. I mean, like even, but especially when the cast, like some spoilers came out, people were like, holy shit, how did you cover this up? Because I was posting old DMs and trying to make it look like they were home, knowing they weren't. And so I did my best to make it a smooth transition. And I did a pretty good job because everyone was really shocked when they found out who was going from the spoilers.
Wow. Yeah. That's, I give it to you. You know, you are a master of your trade.
Amazing. I'm loyal. I don't want any tea can be spilled, but it's not coming from me. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, you spilled some vague tea and we appreciate that. So
I did. Oh, and we should probably talk about their edits. That's another thing that I feel pretty strongly about. Do you feel like you're friends with them all too? Do you have feelings about like being nervous about how they're going to be portrayed or anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just because, you know, I watched how Blake was treated and that was so hard knowing him personally, having a friendship with him. Same as you, I felt very protective and I was angry. I was upset. I had all the feels, you know, I wanted to protect him. Like I wanted to shelter him, shield him from all of the hate and all of the backlash, right? And I felt like he was just so ganged up on, again, kind of like a Hunter situation, like just ganged up on and just edited to be not the person that he is. And so, I'm really worried about my friends going to paradise.
Oh, for sure. I feel like Blake got the worst or the most unfair edit of all time in the entire franchise. Inaccurate. Because other people, I feel like that had really bad edits had it coming, maybe like Chad. Or, you know, you know, Blake didn't have it coming. He had consensual sex with two adults at a fucking festival. You know what I mean? He made no promises. He communicated honestly. The most bullshit thing ever. And I think I'll always feel a little bad or sad that I didn't know him before so that I could have like been there for him during that time. But like, at that time, you just sort of, you're spoon fed all of this shit and you're just like, oh, well, he's a player. He's a little bit of a player. You know what I mean? And so we got really close. I think like after that, when he was like a couple months after Paradise is when we started being buddies.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'll always kind of wish I could have defended him, but I did my share of defending after that. That's for sure. Cause even when I added him, people in the cult were mean.
Oh, same. I mean, I defended him from the get because we literally interviewed him. I want to say like the weekend after he got back from Stagecoach and he didn't talk about that. He didn't talk about it because he couldn't, right? He really couldn't.
Right.
And he couldn't tell us he was going to Paradise. But I remember him texting me and just saying, Paradise was wild. Do not believe everything you see. And then while it was airing, I was texting him like, oh my God, I am so angry right now. You know, just so he knew that I had his back. And I would post stories in support of him.
That's
and I would
loyalty.
Get so much shit for it. But I didn't care because I was like, I know this man. And this is not who this man is. And you cannot judge him by this stupid edit, you know, that you're seeing on TV. Like, you just can't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he knew I had his back. And for me, that's all I could do.
Yeah. And everything worked out for him. And even on our little Funny Batch platform, he's so loved. Nobody has a bad thing to say about him. And I'm happy that he has a good reputation now and that, you know... Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel really protective over my guys. It's going to be hard for me to concentrate on the comedy of it when I feel so protective over these guys. And it's weird because I feel very motherly about them. And so it's like, I want to protect them,
too.
But they're grown men, you know, but it's like, I just can't, loyalty to me is just like, not like, I'm never going to see a mean comment and not say something. But I'll do it in like a kind and classy way. Yeah, that's loyalty to me. And I expect my cult to also do the same.
And you know I'm fiercely loyal as you are. So I'm the same way.
I love that. That's why we vibe, girl. We're cut from the same cloth.
We are. I stand so many of them. You know, I really, really do.
Yeah,
and you're going to see that in my feed and my stories, you know, in my lives. Like, you will see so much support. I will be their biggest cheerleaders. But keep it here, guys, because we are definitely going to do recaps of Paradise. And we have, you know, we're going to have the inside information because...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so definitely keep it here when Paradise rolls around. And that's August 16th. It'll be here before we know it. And somebody has a birthday that month as well.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yes, I do. It's in the first week of August.
And remember, mine is the 29th. So we're really, really close. So I think we should have... I think we should have a really fun birthday quickie episode. Just the birthday girls.
Great idea.
So stay tuned for that, guys.
Maybe we'll ask each other surprise questions or something. Yeah. Birthday sex.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So we gave you a little cool down before I talked about my very eventful night last night. So let me paint the picture for you, okay? My husband had been very vocal about wanting some loving last night, right? And I'm telling you guys, like, it's every day. That's just how we are. And I've said this many times. But for some reason, like, he was extra excited, right? So I decided to make him wait till after I watched The Bachelorette. And I did not start watching it until, like, 10 o'clock at night, guys. So we're talking about, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., whatever. I slide into bed. And he's dead asleep. So I'm thinking, okay, it's not happening. No big deal. We'll just have morning sex. Not a big deal. So I get in bed. I'm curled up, you know, so close to falling asleep. Like, I'm so, so close. And I feel this hand reaching over for me. And I'm like, okay, he's awake. And so I don't know how you sleep. I mean, Kelsey, this is personal, but how do you sleep? Do you sleep in the nude? Do you sleep in jammies? Like, how do you sleep?
In my undies only, usually.
Okay. Yeah.
But it kind of depends because, like, I'll just have blankets on because I have kids that come in. So as long as I have blankets on, I don't feel like I'm like nude in front of my children all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I totally get you. Yeah. And I always have like a robe by the bed because, you know, sometimes I do sleep in the nude or whatever, yes, or yeah, I wake yeah. up nude. You know what I mean? So always right. a robe, you know, to cover whatever. So yeah, I was in panties, whatever. And he's just like rubbing me. It's funny because you like get transported back to like high school or something, right? When they're like rubbing you over your panties, right? Like it's,
yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. There's something hot feeling. About over the panties. I love it. I have always
super
really loved
hot.
It. I've only had it happen super like a hot. Few times, but yeah, it is. It almost feels naughty. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like forbidden or whatever. So, and I had silk on and he loves silk panties. So I knew he was going to be happy boy. So anyway, he was like going to town and I don't know if there's anything hotter than a man putting his hand underneath, like not taking them off, but just putting his hand underneath. Is there anything hotter than that? Like, I can't think of anything hotter.
Oh my gosh, that is hot. Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
So he was doing his thing. I was loving every second of it. And I don't know what came over me, but I decided to sit on his face.
Well, okay. Well, all right. There were any chairs around that you could sit on or?
We were in bed. We were in bed. So I sit on his face and I
look
have to like
you.
Give you guys some like background information.
Holy shit. You're not editing this out. You're not. We're keeping all this okay. shit in here.
This is not his favorite thing to do. Okay. So I didn't know like how it would be received. Well, let
God,
me tell
I love you right
now. I don't know if it's because I made him wait. I don't know if it's because I would made him wait for, you know,
you
2-3 hours.
Into it.
Whatever. He was loving every minute of it. Of course, I was too. And that was unreal. Like, unreal. Then he threw me down. Oh, my God. I'm getting warm just retelling the story. he threw me down. So then we were, like, 69 at that point, right? And then...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And then I think I literally blacked out. I like completely had a seizure. Like I have never, this was like off the chart.
Oh my gosh.
Like we'll never forget. This is like vacation sex plus birthday sex plus like, I don't even know. We won $1 million, like jackpot. It was fucking jackpot.
I wonder why it was so good.
Well, I asked him the next day, right? I asked him the next day. I was like, what got into you? Like,
you're like, how the fuck can we repeat what just happened? Yeah, right.
Right? I know. Yeah. And you know, our sex is never boring, but I just wanted to be mm-hmm. like, what? And he just said it was because I made him wait. He had wanted me so badly, but I was sitting on the couch and I was like, no, I'm going to watch The Bachelorette. And he just was like, oh my God. Like, he could have went and jacked off.
So he was like going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It just built up and built up and built up. And he was just like,
ready to go and did a good job.
Like I,
good for him.
Oh my God. I'm literally sweating telling that story.
Good work.
It was so hot. It was so hot, you guys. Whew. So anyway, that was last night. And Aaron. I was like, well, damn, my birthday sex came early. Holy shit.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So sorry if that's a little graphic for you guys. This is Batch After Dark. We do talk about sex. And, you know, I just want to make sure you guys know the reason that we have this podcast is to normalize talking about sex. Everybody has it. There's no reason to hide the fact if you're sexually active, if you enjoy sex. Kelsey and I both love sex. We love talking about sex.
Yeah.
And we hope that you guys do too if you're listening, you know? So.
What I love about our podcast is I feel like there's like a place for everyone. Like, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I'm not experienced and I got married a virgin and you know what I mean? Like, I feel like everyone can come and listen and feel like they belong or have some sort of relatability with both
100%.
Of us, you know? And I like that.
Yep.
So speaking of face sitting, I'll say this. One of my best friends, I don't think he'll mind if I say this, but Monar actually was the one who taught me what that was. I didn't even hear about it until this year.
What?
No, oh, I didn't even my know God. What it was. So what happened was he was sending me DMs of girls and we were just like, cause we just have like this really sweet relationship. And he was just like, these are the thirsty girls in my DMs. And, you know, he's kind of a cool guy. Like, he doesn't answer all these he leaves them in the requests folder, but he showed them to me and they were just like, I want to sit on your face. And like, I want, and like so many sit on your face.
Oh, did they not have a chair? That right. cracks me up.
I just never heard of it. I don't know how I had never heard of it. Apparently it's a very popular thing, but yeah, that's how I heard, that's how I heard of it.
Well, okay. So the reason, and let me just like, well, I don't want to get too graphic, I guess, but
I mean,
my husband has like, I know. My husband has like neck problems. Like he had like this this gym injury for like years ago and it's never really corrected itself or like, you know, healed completely. So he can't really bend
his head that way. Yeah. So that's why he doesn't like it. It's because it's uncomfortable for him.
So I have to kind of come to him.
No pun intended.
Right? I have to like come to his face.
Right.
And, but the crazy thing is that he said that it was really weird because he had a dream that I did that. And then I did that last night. So we are weird. So in sync. It's insane. It's insane because he doesn't normally enjoy it as much because he says that like his sense of smell is so heightened. Like I could have, he will smell my perfume if I've had it on for like the entire day. I could run a mile. I could take out the trash. Like he'll still smell my perfume. That's just how he is.
Yeah.
So I guess my scent was just so strong that he couldn't like enjoy it as much. Like it was almost overwhelming.
Right.
But he said for some reason last night, I was like perfect. He's like, you were perfect. And I don't know if it's because I'm taking all these like new supplements or whatever it is, but girls, take your goddamn supplements. Okay. That's all I got to say.
Because it'll make
take your vitamins.
You make your juices all sweet.
I guess. I don't know. Because I can't eat pineapple, which is what they like swear by, right? They swear by pineapple, all the citrus. I have a citrus allergy. I cannot eat citrus. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've always thought that they should have like sweet things that you can like, I don't know, like edible, good smelly, I don't know, strawberry shit. I don't know.
Wait, do you mean like inserts or you're saying like topical stuff?
I mean like stuff that you can lick off of someone that's like tastes sweet.
Oh, they totally do, girl. They totally do.
Yeah, I'm still a little innocent, I think.
And also, I mean, you can get a can of freaking Cool Whip or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Ready Whip, Cool
right.
Whip. A can of Ready Whip and just go to town. Like, there you go. That's sweet. And he's got a damn huge sweet tooth. So really, I could pour legitimately anything on there that's sugary.
That sounds fun.
Have you never brought whipped cream into the bedroom?
No. Uh-uh.
What?
No.
Okay, nothing. We need to be doing these.
Food related. All of our episodes are going to sound so sad. Everyone's going to feel sorry for me and be like, oh, she has only had 2 orgasms and she's never had whipped cream in the bedroom. I will say though, okay, to my credit, I actually did do the face sitting after I found out about it.
Okay, see, there you go.
XX.
It's fun, right?
It was my only time, so I was a little bit nervous. But I mean, I could see how it could be very fun. It's a totally different situation because, you know, anyway, there's a lot there.
Okay, so what she's saying, guys, is that she's taking volunteers. So whoever wants Kelsey to sit on their face.
Oh my God. Zach is going to blow up my phone.
Oh, yeah. I can already see Zach in there. Yes, 100%.
Oh my God.
Speaking of Zach, we're going to have him on the pod
soon.
I'm
so excited. Zach's the best. He's so good to me. I love Zach.
Zach is the best.
Takes good care of me.
That's going to be so much fun. And we're going to talk about porn. We're not going to hold back at all with Zach because he will literally keep it real with the sex talk, dirty talk, all of it.
Oh my gosh, it's
going to
be crazy. I cannot wait. He's intense.
Oh, he is.
He's going to make us blush.
He can be very intense.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the DMs that you have screenshotted scare me. So the ones that you don't screenshot,
I'm terrified. Oh my God, those are nothing. Homeboy likes to shock me. And you know what? I love to be shocked. I'm always the one that shocks people. So I feel like Zach's like my karma because he's one of the only guys that shocks me.
Oh, wow. That says a lot. That says a lot.
Yeah, it does. He's the only one out of the whole crew. And I love to be shocked.
Well, slide into those DMs, guys, and go shock Kelsey. Or you can slide into Batch After Dark and try to shock me. But
yeah, nobody shock me. I don't want to be. I only want to be shocked by my roster, not like strange men or anything.
Oh, that is true. We don't want like random.
You're
dick
like
pics,
everyone. Just, go hello. Shock Kelsey. I'm like, dude, I've gotten one dick pic. Do not shock me. I will kill you. You know, that's one good thing about having all these guys around is I honestly feel, not sound like a feminist, because I am a feminist, but I definitely feel like a level of protection with like being surrounded by these boys that love me. Like guys don't mess with me. They don't,
definitely.
You know. Yeah.
No, they're ride or die. They're ride or die. And we are ride or die for
boys.
Them.
Yeah.
100%. Yes. Well, this was such a fun episode.
Fun.
I loved every minute of it.
Yes.
So glad to be reunited with you.
So good. I love you. This is fun. I missed you.
I love you too. I miss you too. This was so much fun. We're going to have lots of fun episodes together to come. And you guys, don't miss out. Don't miss out. Go subscribe. Go rate, go review. We really appreciate the reviews. We are loving the 5 stars. And, you know, we love to hear feedback. We love feedback. So
good
email
feedback.
Us, DM us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even negative feedback is still helpful. So any kind of feedback,
listen, Aaron.
Send it our way. I mean, feedback is feedback, right?
Yes.
Like at least you're listening.
Constructive.
That's how I look at it, right?
Totally. Oh, you know, Alea says something I like,
definitely.
Which is she says haters are just obsessed fans or something like that. Passionate fans. I don't remember what she says, but I like what she says. I'll have to ask
her. If you don't have haters, you haven't made it yet. So we have haters, so we've made it. And, you know, our life is complete now. We appreciate that.
For sure.
Well, you guys, it was so much fun. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next week, of course, with a brand new episode of Bash After Dark. Please, please, please go catch up. If you are missing out on any of our episodes, definitely check out Rudy's. Definitely check out Destin's. We have so many more fun episodes to come. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks,
and
guys.
For this one, I've been Erin.
Can this be a blooper reel? Because I've never heard I've been Erin. Because what do I say? I've been Kelsey.
I've never heard that. Well, we hope you enjoyed this very personal episode of Batch After Dark. We had so much fun recapping and sharing a little bit about our personal lives with you guys. Make sure to come back next week.
Tell everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.